Welcome to Decommis.
Season 2 intro featuring Robert
and Ruff. Welcome new listeners to this experience and also welcome old listeners to our podcast.
2026 is going to be a great year. Our podcast name is Decommis, if you haven't seen that already. And that is the jussive subjunctive of the word deco, which translates to let us speak.
Which is what we're doing to you. So please, let us speak to you. If you like listening to our podcast, we just want to tell you a little bit about why we do this, and what really our podcast is about.
Yeah. We really like doing our podcast. We've gotten to speak with some of our teachers about some topics that are like unrelated to the classroom specific. Mm-hmm. We even got to talk to like the seniors last year and talk about like what a classical education kind of means and its applications to the mm-hmm. greater world.
Yeah. The base reason why we really did it was because it was advised to us to start something by some wise teachers. Mm-hmm. But we found that we really do enjoy mm-hmm. talking to faculty and learning more about our school that even we didn't know as people who've been here since preschool.
Yes.
So it's really fun to engage with faculty outside of the classroom setting. Now just to introduce ourselves, if you don't know, my name is Mae Ruff. I'm a senior here, and both Anna and I have been going to NCA since preschool.
So this is our 14th year at NCA.
Yep.
It's a long time.
We're both seniors, and I have been trying to find something extracurricular to do for a long time. Nothing has really sticked. Anna, on the other hand...
Yeah, I do quite a bit of stuff, you know, outside of school. Have robotics and violin. Well, I mean, that's not actually too much stuff. It's just, like, a lot of time.
Yeah. But I did get to do something really cool over the summer. And I went to this fellowship in Virginia where I got to – it was with a Christian family, so it was this husband and wife and their four sons and one daughter, and they were amazing, though. They were so sweet. It was a really great experience. They're very devout Christians. They're Orthodox, and we got to do liturgies every day. So we had one right when we woke up, one before lunch, one after lunch, one before dinner, and one after we came inside from working outside. But we did so much, and then we also got to discuss great books. We discussed St. Augustine's Confessions, and then also brought in, like, so many other sources that were so amazing. We were talking about, God's image in the world, and it was amazing and so much fun. And then we also got to do, like, cool hikes and stuff. So hopefully I can keep doing stuff like that, because other things have not gone well for me.
Yeah, I did not. Virginia?
Yeah.
That does not sound very appealing to me.
We were also, like, we were in a valley, so there was, like, the Appalachian Trail on one side, Appalachian Mountains, yeah. And then the Shenandoah Mountains on the other. Oh, it was so pretty. It was so pretty.
Yeah. Sounds like a lot of fun. I think, I do have a trip coming up, though, in June with violin. That'll be fun. We're going to Southern Europe.
That'll be fun.
Yeah. Go to Croatia and Slovenia. Don't know what's in there, but apparently it's a great spot for music. I didn't know that, but it is.
And you're performing?
Yeah.
That's really interesting. That'll be fun. So as seniors, we just want to tell you guys a little bit about what it's like to be at NCA. One, as seniors, and also just what it's like to be here. We've both had great experiences with this school. There have definitely been ups and downs of, like, wanting to be somewhere with more people or having more extracurriculars that are a lot more open to you, but we've both come to realize, I think, in our last 1 or 2 years or 2 or 3 years yeah. of being here, that this is the best place where we could be, and there's no better mm-hmm. education that we can get, especially in our area.
Yeah. Like, I think I realized that even though, like, it depends on the person, obviously, but for me, it's been great having, like, the same teachers, mm-hmm. same classmates. I mean, it gets a little repetitive, but, you know, there's always new challenges. Yeah. So.
And the fact that we definitely, if we were going to public school, we probably wouldn't be friends.
Yeah.
And yeah. the fact that we do have the opportunity to get to know each other on such deep levels that most people don't mm-hmm. get to. Because we've been together yeah. for so many like, years of our life.
Like, all four of us, like, we have such different personalities yes. that, like...
None of us would be friends if we went to another school.
But none of us would be even taking the same classes
no.
if we went to a different school.
Not even close.
So.
But it really is a blessing. And you learn to love it. It's definitely mm-hmm. hard at first, especially when other people leave the school and you had different groups. But, I mean, it's definitely worth it.
Yeah. And it's such, like... a second home, like,
oh, for sure.
I think it's so crazy that this is the last year that oh. I'm gonna be coming to this building for my first day of school.
Like, I almost started crying on the first day of school because I was like, this is the last time I will have a first day of school at NCA mm-hmm. after 14 years.
Yeah, like 14 out of my 17 years of life, like that's like huge. I can't even and like the first 3 years I don't even remember.
I know.
I can probably remember one of those 3 years, so like
yeah. I've loved it here for so long, and I don't know. I remember my sister, Isabel, cried so many times in her senior year, and I'm surprised I haven't cried yet about it being my senior year.
I think we're just ready for...
Or maybe it hasn't really set in for me yet.
That also is possible.
But I know it's coming, that, like, I'm going to be leaving and, like, going somewhere else. Like, that's so sad to think about. And I won't get to see, like, all the second graders walking through and, like, be able to say hi to them. Like, that's so sad. I will be visiting very often.
Yeah. It'll be interesting, though, with the merger and everything.
Yeah.
What it's going to look different. Like.
Yeah. Another thing to look forward to is the merger. I mean, I'm definitely excited for it, but that's also because it doesn't really affect me.
Yeah. I think I'd be a little more, like...
nervous.
Yeah, I'd be nervous. Not, like, in a bad way, but just in, like, a... It's something new, but... We're kind of, we'll be gone.
I mean, it doesn't affect us. But I'm so excited that NCA is growing because...
It'll be really good.
Yes. And, I mean, more people get to experience what we have. And, like, I love it here. I love it so much. Especially, like, our relationships with our teachers.
Mm-hmm.
And over the past few years, we've gotten so comfortable with them that, like, I would love to talk to them outside of school, like, at any time. Like... If I were their age, they would be my best friends. I'm not even joking.
Well, hopefully, if they feel the same.
They probably don't. I am a student.
Yes.
But, like, they're such interesting people, and they know so much. Like, it's
you
crazy
just
to think
realize
about.
That?
No, obviously, I know that they know a lot because they're my teachers, but, like, I don't know. The relationships we build here are so important. And having the same teachers all these years is, I don't know.
It's such a different experience.
Mm-hmm.
Like, all of my friends that like robotics are talking with their teachers, and it's just like, oh, like, you haven't known them since sixth grade? Like,
you haven't? I didn't, like, go play in their classroom? Like, you didn't go play in their classroom when your mom worked over the summer and you had to be here for 4 hours?
Yeah. It's definitely very interesting. And as a senior, like, it's just like, it's even more different, I feel like, because it's just, like, it's been 6 years.
Yeah.
We've been in this basement having classes for 6 years.
Yeah. Yeah, it's just crazy to think about. Okay, we kind of off-tracked a little bit, but what we want to talk about a little bit is our senior theses.
Mm-hmm.
So, there are four seniors this year, Anna and I, and then Ajiri and Annika. So three A's and only one M.
You're an outlier.
But I'm going to introduce Ajiri's just so that you guys can look forward to what we're going to be doing at the end of the year. We'll be working on these senior theses all year. It's a great opportunity that we have to get into the habit of being a good researcher and a good writer. And being able to compile so many sources. So Ajiri's is going to be about Christian families deciding whether to go to public or private school, because she's had a lot of experience with that. That's going to be really interesting with comparing NCA specifically or her other school, which was also a private school. So I'm really looking forward to it.
Yeah. Annika's is about, like, the evolution of middle grade fiction writing. It's very, very niche, but it's very cool. Like, it's not something that you'd normally hear about. So I'm very excited for that.
Yeah,
as well.
She was talking to me today before house period about a source she was reading in senior thesis class, and it was about like pictures in books and how they're not supposed to just be there for, you know, enjoyment, but to enhance the story, and they're supposed to like make you critically think about the story instead of just looking at pictures instead of reading the words, which is what I did as a kid.
Yeah.
But I found that really fascinating. My senior thesis is going to be about the relationship between therapist and child patients, specifically in speech therapy, but also the importance of being a Christian therapist who sees people as being in the image of God, and how to spread God's love and also use the gifts that he's given people to help people who are in need of it.
Yes, that sounds really cool, and it's definitely something you would do.
Yeah.
It's such a May topic.
It kind of is.
And it really relates to what you want to do in the future. Mm-hmm. That's helpful.
Yes, that's why I picked it.
My senior thesis is about, I think that technically my official question as of yesterday was, in our modern age, is it important to return to the like classical view of mathematics and music? And like, what is that, what do we gain by that? And like, importantly, just like, how can we see like God's nature of like order and logic through the relationship between math and music? It's, I'm going to be reading a lot of like some ancient and medieval people, so be interesting.
Arithmetic stuff.
Yes.
Who is that?
What
there's some guy
say?
Who's like that mathematician. I don't know. Never mind.
There's a bunch of mathematicians.
There are so many.
Which one?
It starts with an A-R. Maybe A-R-I. Arithmetic?
Arithmetic.
No. I know. I'm thinking arithmetic, but I know it's this guy.
Oh, does he come from arithmetic? Like,
yes.
The guy's name?
I don't know.
Whatever.
Never mind.
That doesn't... Yeah, I'll be reading, like, Pythagoras, or, like, stuff relating to Pythagoras, and, like, Boethius, and some, like, other famous people.
Yep. Also, these senior thesis topics may change a little bit, but these are like the broad categories. But please come to them. If you listen to our podcast, we would love if you also come to our senior theses, because we're going to be working really hard, and it would be sad if no one came.
Yeah. As much as I love the middle school, other my fellow high schoolers, looking at it, just them is kind of,
they don't care. They don't care. I would love if people were actually interested in my topic and came.
Yes.
But no pressure. Okay. So we also would love to tell you about our next podcast. Please look forward to our first official podcast of this year with our humanities teacher, Mr. Molly. It'll probably be in a few weeks, so stay tuned. And also, this podcast would not be possible without our generous sponsors. Our first sponsor is Nike Shoes, don't do it.
And Queen Burger, we rule.
And Province Barn Insurance, like a good neighbor, stay over there.
But in all seriousness, we actually do really want to thank Mr. Herman and Dr. Hayden for editing this podcast and pushing us to do it. This podcast really cannot be possible without them.
Mm-hmm. They also just got us mics, so
yes.
We're actually kind of official now.
Yeah, it's like so professional.
I mean, before we were just like putting my phone in people's faces, so now we actually have a mic, and that's really exciting. And it's all thanks to Dr. Hayden and Mr. Herman, and they're so amazing because we really don't like listening to our voice, and so they edit it for us.
Hopefully they don't edit this part out, because it's very important.
Yes. So stay tuned for next time with Mr. Volley. It's going to be a really exciting talk, and I hope you enjoyed this little intro. This has been Decamus.
Featuring Robert.
And Ruff.
Goodbye.